Looking to take her city council experience to the federal level, Councillor Dominique O'Rourke announced Thursday she's thrown her hat into the ring to become the federal Liberal Party candidate for Guelph in the next election. "I think it's clear that a number of the issues the city is facing, things like affordability, climate change, they are things that need solutions at the federal level," O'Rourke said of what inspired her to seek the candidacy. "I want to translate my knowledge and passion for the city into some solutions at a national level." O'Rourke has represented the city's southernmost riding as councillor since 2018, being re-elected to the role last year. She's also a former chair of the Guelph Community Foundation and was a 2018 recipient of the YMYWCA Women of Distinction Award. She's the first to announce they're seeking the Liberal candidacy left behind by longtime MPP Lloyd Longfield, who said he will step down at the end of the current term. "Lloyd's done a great job, and if he were running again, I would absolutely respect that," she added. It's not yet known when the local association will select its candidate, or when the next federal election will take place. With a minority government in place, an election could happen within 30 days at any point, but must be held by October 20, 2025. Depending on the timing of the election, O'Rourke may not live inside the Guelph riding. As a South Guelph resident, she lives in what could be the new riding of Wellington-Halton Hills North. The new boundaries and districts will be in effect for a federal general election called any time after April 22, 2024, states the Elections Canada website. A general election called before that date would be conducted using current electoral boundaries, as would any by-election called before the new boundaries are in effect.